Joining me by phone is Dr. Derek Guillory. He is with Root Causes Medicine. And Derek, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Eric? Great to have you. Great to be on the show. Thanks.
I'm great, and I was intrigued when I heard about your company, Root Causes Medicine, and the FDA allowing you guys to look at an adult stem cell angle on COVID-19. And first, if you could, just kind of give everybody an overview of what Root Causes Medicine does.
So I am a physician trained originally in emergency medicine, working in hospitals for a long time, and now all I do is functional and regenerative medicine, which is basically asking the question why people get sick. And when you ask the right question, you come up with the right answer. And so that's all I do all day, is try to figure out why people are sick, regardless of the illness. And so that's included in this current illness. And so I just wanted to speak with you today, just because I have a lot of hope for the people that are living in fear from this virus and from any other number of conditions as well. So that's what we do at Root Causes Medicine, is we try to figure out why people are sick and treat the cause rather than just the symptoms.
Now, if you're asking that question of why are people getting sick with this virus?
So that's a good question. I think, I saw a headline this week, probably the best headline I've ever seen on the cover of the Yahoo News page, which was, why do some people seem to not be affected by the virus and others seem to get very ill and even die? And I thought, oh my goodness, this is the best headline I've ever seen. I have to read this article. And so I read the article, and of course, it gave virtually no helpful information. It said, we don't know, which I don't think is the whole story. It sort of begs the question, why do 10 people get exposed to this virus? 3 people don't get sick at all. 3 people get mildly ill, and 3 people get very ill, and maybe 1 person gets super ill and even to the point of death. And so the question is, why is that? And my answer is that it's less to do with the virus and more to do with the host. And what you want to do is correct the signaling in the host that's causing the inflammatory response to the virus. And I've seen that happen in other similar illnesses and heard of that happening in this illness. And that's the reason why stem cells are so exciting, in addition to some of the other things that I do, because they treat the host rather than just the virus. They treat the signaling response in the host, and with some really, really exciting results, actually.
Well, now I know that the FDA has asked you guys to start looking into the stem cell angle, adult stem cells treating COVID-19. And what are you seeing? And actually, first, can you give me the background of the FDA and connecting with Root Causes?
So that connection is through a company called Celltex. So Celltex is a company based out of Houston that uses patients' own stem cells. We do a fat extraction. We purify out the stem cells that already exist in people's bodies, and then Celltex takes those stem cells, cultures them in a lab to make 100,000 stem cells into 200 million stem cells over and over again. And those cells are powerful enough and in large enough numbers to where they can correct signaling. So that's our connection with the FDA. I'm the principal investigator on 2 studies that we have registered with the FDA. One is a study on rheumatoid arthritis, and the other is a study on this particular virus, the COVID-19 virus. And we're doing that study because in China, in Asia, there have already been a couple of studies that were really exciting. They took patients with this virus and with another similar virus and treated them with mesenchymal stem cells very similar to the type that we're using here at Celltex. And they dropped mortality significantly. They decreased days in the ICU. They decreased requirement for ventilator and oxygen and ECMO and all those aggressive ICU-type treatments for patients. And so now the FDA has really encouraged, I've been encouraged by their response, which is they are looking at every possible treatment that might be helpful for this virus. And so that's my connection with the FDA, is as the principal investigator on this study, which we're hoping to get started as soon as possible.
Now, you mentioned the FDA doing this, that they've come under a lot of heat for the bureaucratic red tape, but is your direct experience been that they actually are engaged in trying to get rid of some of the red tape to get these studies going?
Yes, actually. I've been pleasantly surprised. You know, the regulatory environment is very difficult in this country. I think more regulations exist every year. I'm sure you talk about that a lot on your show.
Yeah.
But when you get a crisis like this, they're looking at every possible angle, and they've really loosened up the requirements just to look for possible treatments. It seems like that in my experience anyway.
Now, so you mentioned these studies that they've been doing abroad, particularly in Asia, that shows some benefit. But now help me understand this a little bit. Is if you do stem cell therapy for people, does it have to be an individual's own stem cells, or once it's refined, can the stem cells from a person be used to help other people?
So good question. Celltex is involved only in what's called autologous mesenchymal stem cell treatment, which is using your own stem cells. There are other companies, and we are actually partnering with or attempting to partner. We're collaborating with other companies that are using allogenic or allogeneic grafts, which are using someone else's stem cells. The important part is just the power of the biologics and the cell therapies, which is they correct signaling. And they do it regardless of whether it's your cells or another person's cells. There are obviously benefits to both. And so we just want to be able to develop this technology so that more people can get effective treatment for whatever illness you're treating. And the range of treatments is very broad. So that's probably the most common question I get, which is how in the world can this treatment treat rheumatoid arthritis and also viral pneumonia?
Right. Well, I wanted to ask you about that because for a while there, during the stem cell debate of whether or not to use fetal stem cells or adult stem cells, and so much of the reporting in the media done by people who aren't actually doctors was they're a panacea. They can heal all. They can cure all. What actually can stem cells be used for realistically?
So they are used for any number of degenerative conditions. And like I said, that's the most common question I get. The reason why stem cells are effective for rheumatoid arthritis and for viral pneumonia and for hair loss and for wrinkles and for multiple sclerosis is because they treat a primary deficiency. So as we get older, our stem cells are fewer in number and they're less potent. And so treating the causes involves fixing the number of stem cells and fixing the potency of the stem cells. In addition to some other things, it's all about correcting signaling. So the answer to your question is, yeah, they do treat multiple conditions because they fix the signaling. They turn on regenerative healing signals, and they turn off degenerative, painful, inflammatory signals, regardless of the condition, which sounds a little bit miraculous, and really, in truth, I think it really is. It's a pretty effective treatment.
No, so the FDA wants to look at this, and if I'm hearing you right, studies haven't begun, but they're going to begin?
Our study with Celltex has not started. I don't know if there are other studies ongoing. I don't think they are, because we have been in talks with the FDA for quite some time to try to get these studies going. And so I know there are multiple studies that are being considered in the pipeline, including ours, and I don't think they're ongoing yet.
Well, I'm fascinated by this, and I've got a friend of mine who, I guess, became familiar with the process with back surgery, and Celtec was the company, and just swears by their ability firsthand to have improved his back after that surgery. And I continue to hear from people who have used adult stem cells, and it is somewhat cost prohibitive for a lot of people, but they show great promise. But I also, I'm always skeptical when I hear them, particularly media coverage of stem cell research, that it just basically cures all and solves all problems, which I know isn't true, and yet it does do so much.
Yeah, obviously. So my great hope has been, obviously, I'm not part of a stem cell company. I don't own one. I'm involved with Celltex because I'm excited about the technology, and they have a great technology. But the key thing that I try to get the word out to my patients is it's about correcting the signaling. And stem cells are a large part of that because they're so good at it. But there are many other things that I try to do as well to correct the signaling. We have to be able to turn off inflammation, to turn on immunomodulation, and do all the other things that stem cells are really good at doing. They work particularly well when done in combination with other things that are correcting the signaling.
You mentioned rheumatoid arthritis. My wife actually has my wife quilts and has a dear friend who quilts and has largely had to give it up because of rheumatoid arthritis. And I realize that you're here talking about COVID-19, but I've had members of my family as well deal with rheumatoid arthritis, and my goodness, what a disease that is. And some hope with stem cells as opposed to some of the terrible medicines that people have to take that ultimately cause other problems.
Yes, I have rheumatoid arthritis is actually one of my favorite things to treat because I have pretty good success with it when you fix enough of the signaling. So when you turn enough of the, like right now we're sitting here and our bodies, our cells are receiving signals, and they're receiving signals from what we ate this morning, from the Wi-Fi and the magnetic and the lights and everything that's around us, from the stress right now that we're feeling and thinking about because of this situation. That is a signal that is causing our cells to do something. And so I use that as an example because when you correct enough of that signaling, you flip somebody's switch and they begin to heal. In some patients, you don't have to do very much. I've had young patients in their 20s with rheumatoid arthritis that were relatively simple to flip the signaling to a regenerative healing signal. But, you know, patients that are older, obviously it's more difficult. But I'm with you. I have 4 family members that had rheumatoid arthritis. And that actually helped drive me into this type of medicine because I don't want to get rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah.
And so I do everything I can to try to fix the signaling before it's broken.
That's just, I'm fascinated by this. And thank you very much for your time. Good luck on the studies with the FDA on this. Any and all possible treatments out there for this virus as it continues to spread. It's just, it's great to know you guys are out there looking at this angle.
Thanks, Eric, for having me. I'm
absolutely
excited.
Dr. Derek Guillory with Root Causes Medicine. And again, this is a treatment the FDA is looking at. They have not begun testing yet. The reason they're looking at it, as Derek said, is in Asia, there actually have been some stem cell studies done that showed, particularly with those patients who are in severe situations, critical situations, they actually have been able to show some progress and improvement. And they think it is, in these situations, the stem cell therapy. They're not sure, but they think so. So they want to do research here in this country. And honestly, at this point, anything and everything to find more cures for this virus, or at least things to improve people's lives while suffering the virus, it's good to know the FDA is actually looking at this stuff and exploring all angles. Well done.